It's 88.5 KCSN, and what a treat for us as we have gathered before us legendary, and I'll use that term because it's true, legendary Los Angeles band, the Bangles. Of course, that's Susanna Hoffs and Vicky and Debbie Peterson. Why don't you, Susanna, give them your voice so they know it's you.
This is me. This is Susanna.
Vicky.
This is Vicky panning. Left to right.
Oh, you're such
your
a
stereo.
Mike,
and then Debbie.
And this is Debbie, who sounds a lot like Vicky. So this is going to be fun.
It's going to be tough to figure it out. Yeah. I'll try to help them along on that. Well, when I mentioned the legendary part, congratulations on being named in the LA Times one of LA's 50 greatest bands ever.
Yeah, that was such a treat.
That was so awesome.
We were flattered. It meant a lot to us. I mean, I was really touched by that, just that we made the list. And yeah, I mean, this is our home. This is where we started. This is in a garage in West L.A. That's where we met on that night, and then we became a band the same night that we jammed the first time. We just knew.
So tell me, that's an interesting point. Tell me about the meeting, and were you planning on forming a band? Was it just maybe we should?
Well, Debbie and I already had a band that we'd started in high school, and we were at a point where we had pretty much disintegrated to just down to the two of us. And so when we met Susanna sort of fortuitously through a newspaper ad, believe it or not.
The Recycler, which is very LA paper.
We spoke on the telephone. It was right after John Lennon's assassination. Ooh. And we just had so much in common musically. What her goals were matched what our goals were. Mm-hmm. And in a way that didn't really jive with our age group. I mean, a lot of people our age weren't that interested in music of the 60s, and we sort of obsessively were. So Debbie and I, the first time we went over to Susanna's house, and we played together, and it is true. That night, it's like meeting somebody and on your first date deciding that you will be married to that person and be with them for 30 years. You know,
we might as well have run off to an Elvis chapel in Vegas and said, I do.
Ba 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 ba
with this project, it was done so piecemeal and over a long period of time. And so we were making this record kind of really selfishly for ourselves. We really just wanted to make something. We wanted to make music that we would enjoy playing live, for one. And so we wanted to have several sort of upbeat and fun and thrashy pop songs. And we did want to try the sort of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young harmony treatment, which is something we've always enjoyed doing, yeah. And we don't indulge ourselves enough with that, I think.
We always said we were going to do it, too. Remember, we were going to make
absolutely
a whole album,
yeah.
that way.
That was one of the things that we went in wanting to cover. So it's really this wonderful gift, or in Louisiana we call it lanyap, that a little extra something it means. It's a Cajun
cool
word.
Cool.
And it just means a little extra something, that the fact that we're getting such great response to this record is just... It just makes it all the sweeter.
It does, and it's sort of like always been our motto to follow our own, you know, bliss in a way. And it's what I always tell people when they say, what's your advice musically? Well, don't follow trends. Do what's in your heart. Do what you love. Mm-hmm. And we really were like, just that was our whole guiding light in the studio. And we were all thinking the same thing at the same time all the time.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
It was weird.
We would
very cosmic.
Debbie and I would look at each other and go, God, I hear
this part. Da, 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 da,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Be like,
we'd be
too,
hearing,
you know? It was
parts
obvious
in our head that didn't exist yet. But we were hearing the same thing. So that's when we knew that the vibe was right. Much fun to play new songs live. That's one of the reasons that we finally got down to making a record. We just wanted to be able to play new songs. But I was thinking the other day, this song I'll Never Be Through With You, I wrote back in the early incarnation of it was written with Charlotte Caffey, and I, you know, sang it once 20 years ago or whatever it was, or 15 years ago, and then it was in a pile of possibles for the record, and Vicki said, I like that song, and we worked on it together, kind of brought it into the new millennium. And then I sang it once in the studio, and now it was like, you know, we didn't have the benefit of, with most of these songs, right, except for the Todd Rundgren song, which we did perform back right in the 80s. Many right of these things were never performed outside of the studio. So you do have to have this incredible, like, classroom exercise, yeah, going on tour of just figuring out what the hell to do.
The next fatty time we have you come out, we're going to have our electric performance, yes, studio.
Yay. Absolutely.
You'll get to,
I get to bash,
pound the drums.
Pound and pound.
Love,
yeah,
it.
And you know,
it's
what? You did live up to one of the blurbs in your bio in which it says you are the most succinct member of the band.
Oh.
And you did. So what I want you to do now, yes, is you get to say goodbye for the whole band, and you can be as you know, extemporaneous as you want, as effusive, verbose.
Would you stop using these big words? I don't understand
you
what you're saying.
You can talk a lot. So go ahead and say something to all the fans in Los Angeles, and you get to take it out.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, geez, now you got me tongue-tied. Well, we just like to thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us. L.A., you are great. We love you. And we hope to come back here and really rock out.
You got it. That's going to be coming up. It's 88.5 KCSN. Thank you again, Bengals.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.